On the streets of Iran's capital, days of public protest reached a boiling point not seen for nearly a decade. The kindling to this show of anger and desperation is a poor economy with few jobs and rising prices, brewing unrest that drew the attention of President Trump's Twitter feed. Iranian government should respect their people's rights, including right to express themselves. The world is watching. Echoing the president's message delivered at the United Nations.
The longest suffering victims of Iran's leaders are, in fact, its own people.
The volatile conditions today moved many young people to demonstrate against the government spontaneously as word spread through social media posts. By contrast, a more organized and scheduled wave of pro-government support turned out to praise the supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, as thousands backed the regime. The U.S. designates Iran a state sponsor of terror. President Trump has refused to certify the Obama-era agreement to blunt Iran's nuclear program. This weekend's protest response is coordinated from the State Department. The United States strongly condemns the arrest of peaceful protesters. The White House press secretary, Iranian citizens fed up with the regime's corruption and its squandering of the nation's wealth to fund terrorism abroad. And the president tweeted excerpts of his United Nations address to amplify pressure and encourage other nations to aid protesters.
That Iran's people are what their leaders fear the most.
And demonstrations spread across Iran. There are reports tonight of bloody violence towards some of those protesters, but those are unconfirmed reports. The Iranian government also responded to President Trump, saying his words were deceitful and opportunist.